The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Let's talk about indoor dining and the situation for restaurants at the moment. It's been just over a week since restaurant owners were allowed to welcome indoor diners back inside, albeit only fully vaccinated ones. And the Restaurant Association of Ireland is already lobbying for an even further easing of restrictions. We'll speak to the association's CEO, Adrian Cummins, in a moment. But first, let's talk to John Stiles. He is the manager of the Reardon's Group of Bars in Cork. Good evening to you, John.
Good evening, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. John, how has the last week or so been for you and your team? Did you welcome fully vaccinated guests back indoors? And if so, what was the uptake like and how did it all go for you?
We welcomed fully vaccinated people in. I suppose the first week, Frank, the weather was pretty good and I think there was a bit of reluctance to go back indoors. In general, I feel there's still a bit of anxiety surrounding venues indoor dining, and as a result of that, we've kind of rolled out an antigen testing centre here for all our staff who have to be tested on a daily basis before they enter their place of work. So,
and how many staff do you have across the entire group, John?
The group, we have over 200 staff. So we're testing probably somewhere in the region of 150 staff to 175 staff a day. And that's purely driven by the safety number one of our customers and of our staff, and that Delta variant, which was obviously ramping up over the last couple of weeks. The testing is done about 50 metres away from the main venue here in Cork. It's manned from 7 o'clock in the morning to 7 o'clock at night. And we're fortunate enough that it's manned by medical students. The test is a spit test, and you get the results within about 10 minutes. And so far, it's worked out for us in the sense that we've identified a couple of cases where people have arrived even after being vaccinated, showing symptoms, then bad symptoms after being vaccinated. And then by the time to come into work, they're getting tested. And they're showing up positive, So we sent two staff members away. Mm-hmm. So for that itself, it makes our workplace safer, And I suppose for the Reardon's Group and for Margaret Keneally, who's the owner of the group, who's driving this on hard.
And is this something that the Reardon Group is paying for out of its own pocket?
Yeah, this is it's a cost, and it's a large cost. By the time we finish rolling this out.
It is. I was just going to say, it is a very expensive venture. If you take into account, how many workers did you say you had? About 200?
Correct, 200 workers. So it's rolling out about 1,500 euros a day.
And your workers then that do, I know you've had a couple of positive cases, as you say, and those workers have been sent home. Are you paying them then while they're away from work?
They're being compensated, the workers that have been sent home. And they're also being paid for coming in a half an hour earlier for the testing.
Okay. Adrian Cummins, the CEO of the Restaurant Association of Ireland, has been listening to you, John. I might just pick your brains on that. A very expensive venture for John and for the Reardon's Group. Clearly one they see a value in. What are your thoughts on rolling out that maybe across the industry a little bit further?
Good evening, Frank. It's important now to point out that the PCR and antigen testing is proposed by government in the next phases of this reopening of indoor hospitality. We want to move forward on that, and that will be part of our discussions with government officials tomorrow. The COVID tracker app, the COVID scanner is able to pick up from its set up and built for PCR testing. So we need to have a proposal from government how this can be implemented across the country where customers and staff can go and get tested locally and under medical supervision in an organised manner and fashion. And that data can be uploaded so that anybody can use it through their digital certification, because we've been given the trial shown how this can operate on the digital tracker app already. Mm-hmm. But our meeting tomorrow with officials will be mainly focused on giving them good notice now where the next review of the restrictions is in September. We need to look at normalisation of trading hours, normalisation of and a roadmap to getting there for hospitality. and a relaxation, further relaxation of restrictions in line with public health, but in also in line with the massive take-up by the public of the vaccination program. We're now at 73%, 85% of the target, we believe, from the medics that we need to hit for the population. And we need to at what point will we get back to normal trading activity for hospitality? That is a question that we need to get answered, and we really need to have a roadmap for that over the next number of weeks.
And full disclosure, I always make this disclaimer when I'm doing these pieces, filling in for Matt. My friend and I do own a restaurant in Galway City, so obviously there's a vested interest there. But Adrian, how has the last week been for your members? And you talk about the further relaxation of some of the restrictions. The one that's making headlines today is the end to the 11:30 p.m. curfew. How important is to have that lifted for your members, and how soon would you like to see it happening?
Well, we've said already that we'd like to see this happening in September at least. First, the next review of the restrictions is early September. So we're putting the government now and the officials on notice. What we don't want is the lastminute.com where we got guidelines at 12:15 at night and we're opening the following morning. So the 11:30 is critical for us because it's off the premises. It's not that you get your last drink at 11:30. It's off the premises. So we want to make sure that we're trying to help on the public transport side of it, where there isn't a clamour for taxis and on buses to get home, and which is counterintuitive where we want to be, where we have packed public transport. We want to make sure that we're doing it in the right manner and fashion, and also that we can try to get back to a normal economic model for our industry. And that's where we as an industry need to get to. Also, we will always follow public health advice, so we need to look at the bar counters for pubs. We also need to look at the social distancing and the table service as well, specifically for the pub industry. So we're very clear on this. This has to be a managed, staged, and well-organised and well-planned process for our industry in a safe manner and fashion. But the next review now is in September, so we're rolling up the sleeves. We'd expect officials will do that on their side. So we have a job of work now to do to get this done.
And just on the curfew, I don't know how, I wasn't at the talks, I don't know how 11:30 p.m. was settled on, but is it maybe a concern that by 12:30, potentially a diner or a boozer has been to a few different establishments, and that with an increased intoxication level and everyone spilling out into the street at the same time, that perhaps the guidelines in relation to social distancing and things like that in public spaces aren't observed? Is that the thinking when it comes to a public health point of view?
Well, I saw with my own eyes over the last number of days down in Galway at the races where all the pubs in Galway, no serving of alcohol after 11 o'clock. Off the premises by 11:30, and then you had 1,000 people or more in Eyre Square with cans and bottles, and there was a mass party in Eyre Square. So, that's not where we need to get to. What we need to do is we need to have a planned approach to this. Hospitality is a regulated environment. We don't want to get back to the scenario where everybody was heading back to house parties until the wee hours of the morning. And I think our proposal is quite constructive, but we will sit down with the officials. We will set out in very clear processes how this can work. We are in the business of hospitality. We know our industry, we know our businesses, but we will always take public health advice at the end of the day. But we're starting the process now to get to September where the next review is. But the Sunshine Clause in the current legislation stops on the 9th of October. So irrespective of early September, this all has to be reviewed at the beginning of October. And we're in a good space nationally from the vaccination process. The young people of Ireland voted with their feet at the weekend. We can see where they want to get to. And we also need to get to where, the nighttime economy, nightclubs, how are they going to get back open? And the live entertainment industry as well, and music. How do we get that back up in operation in a safe manner and under public health advice?
Okay, Adrian, and as you say, you are meeting with government officials tomorrow. We'll no doubt be speaking to you later in the week. But for now, Adrian Cummins, CEO of the Restaurant Association of Ireland, and before him, John Stiles, General Manager of the Reardon's Bar Group in Cork. Thank you both very much.